Good morning, everyone. Call it October, maybe not a surprise on this November 2nd election day, the over-the-weekend terrorism story. I wonder how many voters are going to have that on their minds as they pull the lever this morning.
If you're to believe the polls, the war and terrorism is not on voters' minds much.
I just wonder if the headline over the weekend puts something in people's minds that might probably not change votes, but certainly something to think about this morning. We're going to actually begin on that package bomb story that broke over the weekend. Joining us now is Yossi Sheffy, who's director of the MIT Center for Transportation and Logistics. He's on the line from Boston. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Let's talk about the air package shipment system. Air freight is one of the lifebloods of the U.S. and global economies. We saw its vulnerability over the weekend in this Yemen story, and now further headlines that there may have been a dry run done by terrorists from Yemen, taking a look at how they can use the infrastructure of air freight to further their own sort of nefarious ends. What's your assessment of the vulnerability of packaged freight and the vulnerability of the global economy if we were to really crack down on it?
Okay. In terms of the vulnerability of the air freight system, it is clearly vulnerable. But the consequences of what happens are not as dire as people seem to think. In the following sense, if you send packages by air, the dangers are not that they'll come to a synagogue in Chicago and the whole building will fall down. The size of the package is just cannot make this kind of damage. The danger is to the airplane itself. And even this is not a cargo plane. It's not an airplane full of 400 people that if it will crash or something will happen to it, we will have, you know, 400 deaths and TV screens full of grieving widows and parents, which will be the real terror. So it's not clear to me that while there is vulnerability, clearly, the vulnerability is to the airplanes themselves and not to the – and it's not really a terror-type weapon.
We're talking to Yossi Sheffy, who's the director of the MIT Center for Transportation and Logistics. Well, Professor, assess what Clark – Kent Irvin, who's the director of the Homeland Security Program at the Aspen Institute in Washington. He's also a former inspector general for the Department of Homeland Security, who oversees how Homeland Security deals with these sorts of things. This is what he told one of our producers yesterday. And I'm wondering if you can get a sense of what the heck he's talking about here.
I have been concerned for a long time about the vulnerability inherent in air cargo. I've called it for a long time the soft underbelly of aviation security, and I knew that it was only a matter of time before this vulnerability was exploited.
Now, what exactly is he talking about there? Is there a way for UPS and FedEx packages to bleed into the cargo space inside airline passenger jets and that there is a security breach possible there? What's he talking about?
Okay, I think he's talking about the fact that, what is he talking about? We should actually ask him.
Yeah, I know.
But I think he's talking about the fact that air cargo, as you mentioned in your introduction, is one of the most important lifebloods of the global economy. And people are afraid that somehow the terrorists will stop it. I think that's what the danger is looming in people's mind. I don't see it. I just don't see it. Even if this is not like 9/11. After 9/11, or if big airplanes explode in midair or something horrible happens, people will stop flying for a while. Packages will not stop flying. Packages will not stop going. Nothing will happen. Even if the unfortunate happen and really a disaster strike, a DHL, UPS, and FedEx, any one of the other cargo carrier, the other thousands of airplanes every day and tens of millions of packages will continue flying.
All right. Reassuring words from Yossi Sheffy, director of the MIT Center for Transportation and Logistics. And I think it's great to focus very clearly on what is the threat here, what is the symbol, and what is simply the attempt to cause mayhem and panic. Let's look at one other comparison to 9/11. And again, you can shoot it down if you like, to use an unapt phrase at this point. On 9/11, they used the flight technology aboard the 757s and 767s, the autopilot. You basically just dial in the GPS coordinates and you could go directly to the target without a lot of fancy flying. In this particular case, they're using the tracking capability of some of these freight services to locate and pinpoint where their packages may be at any given time, utilizing the technology that's part of the FedEx and UPS product to basically enable terrorism. What do you make of that?
Okay. Let me make several statements. First of all, it is far-fetched to compare 9/11 to what happened a few days ago. 9/11 was a sophisticated attack, 2 years in the making, created lots of damage. I think, by and large, over the last several years, we've been dealing with the B team, not with the A team of Al Qaeda, because we have been hunting them, we have been killing them, and I think it shows. When you compare 9/11 to any of the several last attempts, putting some stuff in somebody's shorts or sending packages in the soft underbelly, if you want to call it, of the global system, this is almost amateurish in terms of the damage it could cause, in terms of how easy it is to do. This is relatively easy, doesn't require a lot of planning, and the expected damage is not that much of a big deal. Yes, they use the technology, but in that sense, we all use the technology every day, and every technology can be used for good and can be used for not so good. So, yes, we don't know yet, by the way, that they were going to use the tracking system. This is a hypothesis. At this point, they were just putting packages on airplanes. They were discovered. That's actually all we know. The rest is, hypothesizing.
All right. The Yossi Sheffi, a great takeaway on the over the weekend story of the package bombs, alleged package bombs out of Yemen intercepted. No damage caused, a possible report of a dry run that the terrorists did, referred to as amateurish by Yossi Sheffi, who's the director of the MIT Center for Transportation and Logistics. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
So probably explains why the air freight companies, both FedEx and UPS, warned of not an overreaction to trying to screen all packages or slow down the air freight
system. Did they say we're dealing with the B team?
They didn't say that. No, they did not say that. That was what Yossi Sheffi said. Interesting.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.